Hafaday, and welcome to this edition of Heart of Harvest.
That ultimately, in his sovereign plan, was to expand that to you and I as Gentiles, grafting us in to the promise of truth that I will be your refuge. I'll protect you. I'll guard you. So all through Scripture, you'll end up finding that theme.
That was Pastor Marty Herron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Heart of Harvest brings you archived sermons from Pastor Herron's nearly 19-year ministry on Guam. Our prayer for this program has always been that these messages from the Word of God would help you develop a heart for God. To download these programs or others, or to learn more about our ministry, we'd invite you to visit the Harvest Baptist Church website at hbcguam.org. That's hbcguam.org. And now, from our Harvest Archive, former Pastor Marty Herron with today's message.
Your individual portrait of deity, and we've been talking about he's our rock, and then the next month defender, and the next month deliverer, and provider, and joy, and creator, and I finally get to go with he is our refuge, and we're going to be talking about that, and how he is a refuge to us. So today, if you have your Bibles, turn to Psalms 46. I'd like to read together Psalms 46, because all of these portraits of deity, how you see God, should be directed and shaped by God's Word. And we'll be looking at a psalm today in Psalms 46 that is an expression of some events that took place in the Old Testament. We'll be looking at that Old Testament example also out of 2 Chronicles 32, that's Old Testament, and then also Isaiah. Both of those or make comment about this Psalms 46. I'd like to read out loud. There are 11 verses, Psalms 46, and he mentions the word refuge three times. See if you can pick them out, and we'll be looking at this. All right, Psalms 46, let's read out loud together, verse 1 through 11. Ready? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttereth his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. We'll be looking at the idea that he is our refuge and how important those words are to us today. The Hebrews looked at life and looked at their God and really looked at Scripture in a Hebraic way, in which an idea of poetry and also a documentation of what went on in their lives. For the Jews of old, as it is for Christians today, the Psalms, which again is the songbook of the Jews, the Hebrews, God called people that ultimately in his sovereign plan was to expand that to you and I as Gentiles, grafting us in to the promise of truth that I will be your refuge. I'll protect you. I'll guard you. So all through Scripture, you'll end up finding that theme. And that's why when you find Psalms 46, it was to the history of the Christians very meaningful. But really where Psalms 46 comes from was an event that happened in 2 Chronicles 32. Hezekiah was a shining star on a very black, bleak, background of Israel. So here you end up finding when great things are going on, I mean, God's blessing and prospering, Sennacherib starts attacking from the north. And Isaiah and Hezekiah now realize we're in big trouble. Notice what happens with Hezekiah's prayer and Isaiah. And Isaiah said, Isaiah 37, notice verse 14, and Hezekiah received a letter from the hand of the messengers, Sennacherib, and he read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord, and he spread it before the Lord. He put that letter out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, and he documented his prayer. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwellest upon the cherubims, that art the God, even thou alone, of all the kings of the earth. You made heaven and earth. You incline your ear, O Lord, to hear. Open your eyes, O Lord. See and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which he sent to reproach the living God. God answered his prayer. Notice verse 36. Here you find the answer. Then the angel of the Lord, this is the rest of the story, went forth, smote in the camp of the Syrians 185,000, 185,000 of their soldiers. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh. And the result of this is Psalms 46. Turn to Psalms 46, because you'll end up finding the Jews now, for many, many centuries, use this as a great encouragement, not just for military exploits, but for their own personal lives, just as the same sense in which they knew, no hope tomorrow, we're attacked, we are in a refuge, God, would you please step in and help? Notice, if you would, let's read through this again, expand some of the thoughts here, and then give you three simple points at the end. Notice verse 1. God's our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He says it in verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Then he says in verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. The word Selah, in essence, could be made as stated as, think about that. Think about that, he says, verse 1. God's a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The word trouble is the same word that would mean in a tight spot, in a wad. He's in a jam. And then notice he says in verse 6, the heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Those nations and nature that were so unstable were in contrast to God, who is stable. And God was saying about himself, my own name is one of refuge, verse 7. He's the God of Jacob. It's interesting to know, he didn't say the God of Abraham. He didn't say the God of Isaac. The God of Abraham, one of faith. God of Isaac, one of promise. And here's God of Jacob. You know why he used God of Jacob? Because Jacob was a picture of Israel, that their name was Jacob, and their nature was changed, and their name was changed to Israel. And God never wanted them to forget, I have changed you. Now you are Israel. But I don't want you to forget the fact where you came from, who you were. I am your refuge. I am your strength. No matter what you're going through, I will provide. And that's why, to finish this, he says, verse 8, come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he's made in the earth. Here's Hezekiah and Isaiah reflecting back, realizing, whoa, this is what happened. In one night, one angel, he made wars to cease. Under the end of the earth, he break the bow, he cuts the spear in sunder, he burns the chariot in the fire. When you realize, God, you have wiped out our enemies, you have taken care of all of it, and the nature that was seemingly falling apart and the nations that were attacking us, you have given us victory in all this. He says, verse 10, you be still and you know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. Really, the idea is you let it drop. Whatever problem and difficulty is it, you let it drop. and you sit down in God's easy chair and you reflect on this song and you realize again, I will be exalted in the earth. And he finishes with verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He's our refuge. Selah, think about that. Now, what do you think about? Let me give you these three statements, because all three of these words, refuge, all have different meanings, and all of those would be significant to you and me today if you find yourself personally needing to come to a refuge. You know what they are? They are no different for you and I than what Corrie Ten Boom had in the time of their country. With great struggles and difficulties, Corrie Ten Boom, the young lady who, do you remember, God used her and her family to help in the saving of as many Jews that were persecuted. And it is documented facts, my friends. 4 million specific names of Jews that were killed, plus another 2 million they really don't have documentation on. But it is a historical fact. The Jews were persecuted and were killed, slaughtered. I've been in the Jewish museum in which there is a horrible sense of atrocities. You say, how could that happen? It only reveals not the lack of God's love for mankind, the revealer of the sinfulness of man. Here's Corrie Ten Boom. Her and her family took care of the Jews. They were found out. They were taken from their home, put into camps, and slowly were eliminated, including her own sister. And Corrie Ten Boom, who wisely later documented those events, and God took her out of that by his own grace and allowed Corrie Ten Boom to use in great ways in many books and many statements. Among those, I remember the one statement she said, when you end up looking without, you will end up being oppressed. When you look within, I found myself depressed. But when I end up looking to God, I was at rest. And there are times for all of us that we say, God, are you my refuge? Are you my place that I have can go nowhere else? Well, what does that mean? There are three different Hebrew words for the word refuge. They all would summarize what we're talking about here in closing. Number one, you'll end up finding that what this passage is saying to us is, number one, he's a shelter to protect us from present storms. God said, I'll take you out of the rain. Number two, not only the idea of a shelter protecting from present storms, as it was in the days of Hezekiah, but also, he says, it's a high place to protect us from future floods. Then he says, lastly, on this last term in verse 11, he says, you're also, not only that, but you're also a city to protect us from past actions. And that is why in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18, as I close, you'll end up finding that to be a picture of Hebrews 6, 18, when the writer says that by two immutable things in which it's impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, a strong encouragement, listen, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. You know who that is? That is talking about Christ. These are pictures of Christ being that refuge for you and me.
That was Pastor Marty Heron, the former pastor of Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Heart of Harvest brings you archived messages from Pastor Heron's nearly 19-year ministry at the church. You can download sermons from this archive at hbcguam.org/HOH for Heart of Harvest. All the information you need to send us a comment or question can also be found at hbcguam.org/HOH. Today's teaching from the Word of God was intended to help you develop a heart for God. Join us again next time, and thanks for listening to Heart of Harvest.